This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Walt Whitman. Whitman was born on May 31st, 1819, on Long Island, New York. He was raised in Brooklyn, and when he was only 11 years old, he quit school to begin work. He came from a large family and referred to his childhood as generally unhappy. He bounced around between newspapers, where he was a journalist, a typesetter, and an editor. He also tried teaching, and over the course of his early adulthood, he moved back and forth between newspapers and being in the classroom. In the early 1850s, he began work on a collection of poetry that would transform American literature. He self-published Leaves of Grass, and readers at first weren't entirely sure what to do with it. The poems had sexual themes with hints of homosexuality, they were autobiographical, they celebrated being a working man, and they were written in innovative free verse. Put another way, Leaves of Grass was jarring and even obscene for some readers. This collection, however, ushered in a new mode of poetry, and Whitman, it could be said, is the first American poet to become a world poet. His influence on American literature was immense, and even today his work feels immediate, honest, and of the moment. His voice has a raw sense of self that invites you to consider your own sense of being. His collections include Franklin Evans, The Half-Breed, A Tale of the Western Frontier, Life and Adventure of Jack Engel, Manly Health and Training, Drum Taps, Democratic Vistas, Memoranda During the War, and Specimen Days. During the Civil War, Whitman volunteered as a nurse, where he dressed the wounds of soldiers at Army hospitals and saw firsthand the trauma of America ripping itself apart. He was outspoken about his political beliefs and was a deep admirer of Abraham Lincoln. When Lincoln was assassinated on April 15, 1865, Whitman penned one of his most famous poems, "O Captain, My Captain." He continued to redraft Leaves of Grass throughout his life, and when he suffered from a stroke, he went to live with his brother in Camden, New Jersey. Whitman passed away of pneumonia on March 26, 1892. More than 1,000 people came to his funeral, and his casket was covered with so many flowers that it could hardly be seen. Today's poem is "To the States." Whitman wrote about the political world he saw around him, and he didn't shy away from criticism. He was absolutely scathing about President Franklin Pierce, and he said his time in the White House was a filthy presidentiad. To be honest, I hadn't heard that term before, presidentiad, until I read this poem, but it has a nice ring to it, presidentiad. Of America's promise for the future, Whitman had this to say: "My America is still all in the making, its promise a possible something. It's to come. It's by no means here. Besides, what do I care about the material America? America is to me an idea, a forecast, a prophecy. It may evolve to noble fruition or end as an incommensurable disaster." Whitman had hope in the American experiment, and he was fully aware that it could fail. In that respect, this short poem is something of a warning. The people we elect, after all, are reflections of who we are as a country. This is "To the States" by Walt Whitman. Why reclining, interrogating? Why myself and all drowsing? What deepening twilight, scum floating atop of the waters? Who are they as bats and night dogs askant in the Capitol? What a filthy presidentiad! O South, your torrid suns, O North, your Arctic freezings. Are those really congressmen? Are those the great judges? Is that the president? Then I will sleep a while yet, for I see that these states sleep for reasons. With gathering murk, with muttering thunder, and lambent shoots, we all duly awake, South, North, East, West, inland and seaboard, we will surely awake.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.